I'm Marissa.
And I'm Rachel.
And you're listening to the PTO Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the PTO Podcast. My name is Marissa.
And I'm Rachel.
And we have deemed a new name for listeners, and we're pretty proud of it.
I'm proud of it.
It is the PT Hoes.
The PT Hoes.
And it's like a term of endearment, so.
Yeah, it's like, welcome back, PTOs, for your Tri-Tip Thursday.
Right, and
I'm your host, Rachel.
But before we get to Tri-Tip, because you left us on such a cliffhanger last week, and I am a huge fan of Jessica Simpson, and I'm dying to know how that happened.
Yeah, let me just say, we cannot sleep on Jessica Simpson. I like forgot about her for a moment, and then when I went to work with her, I was like, oh my gosh, you are a legend. You will always be a legend. You're like a self-made billionaire, and she needs to be like literally at the top of our idol list as a female, successful female.
So Jessica Simpson actually has never left
the top
of my list. You're right. So she, fun fact, we were born in the same hospital in Richardson, Texas.
Swear to God. You're like a fan.
First time I ever took a solo flight was to New York to visit my uncle, and he was taking me to my first Broadway play. It was The Lion King. That was the theater that was in was above TRL back in the day. Okay. Total Request Live. It was a show on MTV. And Jessica Simpson and Dane Cook were there that day promoting their new movie at the time, Employee of the Month.
I love that movie.
All I could think about while my uncle paid so many hundreds of dollars to get me into this Broadway show was that Jessica Simpson was below me. So after the show, we waited because they were exiting at that time. And we waited down there. She walked out the door, swear to God, walked right up to me.
No.
I had her sign my Razor phone.
You have Jessica Simpson's signature on your Razor phone.
Wait, it gets better. Then I had a fake Coach purse from Canal Street that my uncle had taken me to get. She signed that. And then the icing on the cake was that the paparazzi were like across from us. So when she turned around to pose,
I was then
in People magazine the next week behind her.
How old are you?
I think I was like real awkward stage, like 12.
Wow.
But anyways, enough about my obsession with Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
All that to say, big fan.
It was so awesome. Like the vibe that she just brought to the place that we were at was like just literally iconic. And she was so nice.
Well, that was my next question. Like, what was she like in the interactions?
Nice. She was like literally so kind. She gave me a hug at the end, said thank you. Like there's so many times I work with artists and they're like, all right, bye. Like they're out. They don't even like know you were even there for 12 hours. Like she was so cool, so nice. She posted my photo on Instagram like immediately, and that was really cool. Her team was awesome. I hope that I can work with them again, because they were just like, all of them was just great vibes, and I'm like, wow. It was just so refreshing, honestly, and like thank God she was so nice.
Totally.
Like, thank God I'm telling you that she was so nice.
They say never meet your heroes.
I know.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you a couple questions and you answer if you can, or if you can't, tell me that.
Okay.
Did you shoot photo or video?
Photo. She posted a photo. The photo I posted or I took of her is more of like a behind the scenes photo. And she was tagging her shoes that she was wearing. Okay. Because she has like the Jessica Simpson line.
Yeah.
I used to wear her heels in college. And I look back at photos and I'm like, how did I walk in like, they're like 6-inch heels. I'm like, what was I doing?
I'm only platform now. I can't do like,
no, yeah.
I'm like stiletto,
this
whatever.
Cowboy boot that I'm wearing right now is like the only heel I can do.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's so funny. But anyways.
Well, cool. Should we, now that we cleared the Jessica Simpson news out of the air, I feel more settled. So
you feel
maybe,
settled? Okay, good. I was worried. I was like, I know that you loved her. And I was like, well, I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you everything.
I feel like, so she gets me giddy. That just feels like nostalgic almost. And
yeah.
And the only other person to get me giddy like that, I think, is Chelsea Handler.
That's like, so funny and random.
She is top number one by far for me, actually, of like...
Wow.
And probably the only person I can think of that I would like fangirl and like be...
Yeah.
Freaking weirdo.
Two things. Let's one, manifest you working with her. And two, that day I had a choice to work with... oh my gosh, what's that DJ's name?
Diplo?
No, but I love Diplo. It's a song with Alana Springsteen.
Okay.
And this massive DJ. that I freaking can't remember his name. Anyways, main point was that I had a choice to work with them or Jessica Simpson. And I'm like, I'm a 30-year-old woman. I'm going with Jessica Simpson. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Anyways.
Circle back to that.
I'm going to circle back.
You're not even trying to make that a cliffhanger and it
became one. I know, it became one. I'm like, Alana Springsteen has a song coming out with a really cool DJ.
Okay, so what's your tri tip of the day?
Ooh.
It is Thursday.
It is Thursday. You gotta be doing that. My tri tip Thursday. Let's see. I'm like, okay, I leave tomorrow to go cover a show for Carly Pierce.
Nice.
We are playing in Los Angeles, and then I'm flying right back here. So it's like a little 12-hour situation. Yeah, I'm excited to do that. I shot her for CMAs, and that was like the first time I've shot her in like 3 years. So I'm excited to get back out with her.
But also remember, something mundane. Give me a mundane something.
Can you define mundane?
Just like run-of-the-mill, like... You,
like this morning.
I saw in your story 2 days ago, you had some friends over and did something in your backyard. You're like, good for the soul. Like it could be
Okay, yeah. I had some friends over in my backyard. Okay, wait. But I actually...
It was just copy what I said.
I know. I'm like, well, I forgot I did that. I got my garage floors redone. And I got a lightning bolt put on, like, literally poly to my floor. It was so
I hope
sick.
That we can add some visuals to this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we're talking about a lot of visual things, and it looks so sick.
I am trying to plan my 30th birthday. It's race car theme, so it's 0 to 30 real fast is the theme. Cute, right? And you know I'm known for my backyard parties.
Yep.
So I'm either going to do a backyard party or go... go-karting and like get a party bus and go downtown. Or you know how like my parties, I'll come out with like a tray of shots like halfway in the party. But if it's race car theme and I have a backyard party, you know those like red gas things that
but
fill it with tequila and then like fuel everyone up. Cute. I know.
Okay, so next year when I turn 30, can we copy and paste that? Just keep everything?
Yeah, 0 to 30 real fast.
I can, I'm unoriginal and that is too good.
Too good, right? It's a good one. Like, I can be like a cute little race car outfit. Ah, cute. Love. Your turn.
My tri-tip is Connor and I have some friends coming to stay with us this weekend.
Oh, are any of them single like the one last weekend?
Unfortunately, no. We had another friend, a single friend, coming to stay with us last week, and we had an extra ticket to the Nashville Soccer Club game, and I invited Deeb, and I wasn't even trying to hook you up with him necessarily.
I know.
I was just like, who could I hang out with that like doesn't have a significant other that they'd want to bring, you know?
Yeah. You're like, surely Rachel's single.
But then I was like, wait, actually there would be like a fun match. But anyways, no, it's a couple that's coming to stay with us. But when people come stay and like they haven't been in Nashville before. So, and I get asked all the time for recommendations, whether people are staying with us, whether they're just coming to visit. And so I wised up a little while ago and made a note in my phone that I just continuously
can
add
to. Share that with me?
Yes. I was going to ask if you had one because I feel like
I don't,
some people like do
so
have.
So annoying.
Yeah. And when you can just like copy and paste and then send it.
Yeah.
So like I've got brunch places. I've got nice dinner places, casual dinner places, bars to hit on Broadway, you know, stuff that. And then that got me thinking when I was just updating it, I was like, gosh, the notes section, I think on girls' phones specifically, is a chaotic place.
Do you have a note of all the guys? Never mind. You know when girls have the notes?
So
I don't have a note anymore.
But mine wasn't for guys I slept with because there's...
Is it guys that you kissed?
It's guys I kissed.
You have
and
a
I
note
started
with guys
it.
That you have kissed?
But I stopped doing it freshman year of college because I was like...
Thank God.
Who can keep up?
Who can keep up? I'm running out of storage. My iCloud storage is running up.
Well, no, it was more so like at swaps. I'm like, I don't
know. You're like, I don't know. They're making me kiss anyone.
Beta guy.
Yeah, oh yeah. You're like beta blue shirt Thursday night swap.
Yeah. Truly.
That is so funny.
But... Well, you don't have your phone on you, do you?
I do, actually. It's right here.
Okay, what is your most recent edited note?
It's honestly probably going to be my 30th birthday trip.
Do you have a note of potential kids' names? I feel like that's a classic.
Oh, let me look. Everybody's kids. Got that. I have so many notes of like psychic readings that I've done. What?
Huh?
Like I have a... You want me to hear my names? I have a name.
Sure.
Okay. Cameron, Piper, Harley, Fletcher. Cute, right? Kenny, but with an I. August Ray, though, is my, like, number one.
That is...
Mainly because my birthday's in August and my name is Rachel.
Oh, cute.
So she's named after me.
And August Ray is like so you.
I know. She could be like an artist, like a little cutie. Jagger and then Huntley, but I'm taking off the Huntley thing. Like that's too Southern for me. But cute, right?
We have one name in common.
Okay, guess. Let me guess. Piper.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
I'm so basic. It hurts.
No, that's a cute name.
Okay, so since I put that on you, here's my most recent. Oh, this one isn't fun. What I have a friend coming over tonight and we made an agenda because we have a lot to do.
Oh, well, do you have a name?
Oh, yeah.
I have Say that. Your names real that, quick.
It's too
We're
long.
So off base of on our episode.
So I actually had to, like, you can see.
Oh, I'm okay. Marissa has like 20 names.
Well, just because I will present Connor with the list and okay. then he can pick.
From, okay, just from like this. I manifest things, I'm telling my significant other that it's August Ray.
That's hilarious. I actually had to remove a name though, oddly enough, because one of my friends just named their baby the name.
What was it?
It was obscure anyways. It's not a big deal. What Camp.
Camp?
Yeah, Campton is what.
Oh, Campton is
what
cute.
She named her baby because that's a family name.
Oh,
mine was gonna be Campbell, but call him Camp. Mm. So, but it's okay. I've like got Campbell. Lots of other good ones.
Okay. Anyways.
Enjoying this podcast? Get more exclusive content in the One Country app. Download today in the App Store.
Yeah. Moving on.
Anyways, getting back on topic. I feel like so far on PTO for all you PT hoes, we've talked a lot about management. And we've like touched obviously on photography mm-hmm. and creative direction and stuff like that, but we haven't like really dove into the behind the scenes of it and like talked about the most famous people you've shot and the like variety of people. I think that's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
So can you just speak a little to both yeah. of those things?
When I started doing photography, it was definitely like a for fun thing, which turned obviously into all this. I feel like something that my biggest takeaway of growing in this photography world was saying yes to everything and also not comparing your jobs on Instagram to other people's jobs, because I'm posting, you know, that I'm shooting Post Malone at the Ryman, but the day before that I was shooting red carpet storage, like literally shooting storage containers. So you kind of have to like say yes to all jobs and like put aside your ego, because not every job is gonna be exciting, but also you never know which job out of those random jobs is going to lead you to XYZ. Yeah, I feel like that was like my biggest takeaway of it's not all, you know, pretty behind the scenes, but there's so much that goes into, you know, I feel like people are like, oh, just shoot me for 30 minutes, it'll be so easy. But I'm like, it's never just, you know, that. It's like you're showing up with this equipment, you're shooting for 30 minutes, you're going home, you're exporting all these files into a separate hard drive, which is like a whole other situation. And then you have your editing software, and then you have your gallery that you're subscribed to upload all those photos, and then you deliver to the client.
Well, honestly, just even that brief synopsis, like I'm one of those people that's like, photographer, it's 30 minutes. Like,
yeah.
We need to get this done. Get this one shot. Like, why is it this rate or whatever?
Yeah.
But you're like, when you put it like that, you're so right. Other things that like I start to notice, like a lot of times, like you're renting a lot of equipment
yeah,
for shoots.
Lighting and
then you have to hire a lighting tech to yeah. come do that. And you have to test out before the client even gets there and things of that nature. And then when you're talking about the post stuff, post shooting,
yeah,
the uploading and the freaking hard drives that, and transferring yeah. and the editing and like,
it's I mean, that situation.
I don't even know enough about that to even ask you an educated question.
Yeah.
But it sounds complex. And I do remember when you were talking about editing grad photos, you said you did it in like
iPhoto.
But how do you know? Do you remember when you knew you needed to switch to something else and how you knew that?
Yeah. So I was working at Tidal Boxing Club at that time, or like after I graduated, moved mm-hmm. to Nashville working for Tidal. And I was like taking photos of the boxing classes. And I feel like, oh, you know, Mason Allen,
mm-hmm.
he shoots for Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
We became friends. And I remember like asking him questions. I didn't know that like tour photography was even a thing. So when I saw Mason doing that, I was like, that is so cool. So he actually taught me how to edit my first photo in Lightroom. So
that's cool.
I downloaded Lightroom. Mason like sat me down. We went through all the presets and things that you can do. So he's one who kind of like shifted that gear for me. And then Edgar Moore, he goes by Evan. He was shooting for Brett Eldridge. Now he's like an incredible video editor and director. He taught me how to use Premiere Pro, which is like the video side. So with all that to say, and I know I've mentioned this before about like networking sideways, your peers and people around you are like going to be the main, your main source of growing with each other too, though. Like I kind of went into it and I just had these incredible guy friends who were like, let me show you this. And they, I feel like a lot of people trusted me, but also like you have to be a genuine, nice human to like earn that trust.
Totally.
So, yeah, I feel like I met people at the right time, and people like Jeremy Gold is someone that he used to work at Starstruck. He was like throwing gigs left and right before I even like knew what a gig meant.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. So I feel like I had these like friends that, yeah, we're just throwing things my way.
Looking for more exclusive content from your favorite artists? Download the One Country app today and access podcasts, interviews, performances, and more. Available now in the App Store.
Something that I've also learned is like when you have legit gear, the confidence that comes with that is so significant. Like I used to shoot on a Canon Rebel T6i, which is like such a beginner camera. But when I switched to Canon Mark IV, or no, I had a Mark III at the time, it was like, okay, this is a $10,000 camera setup, and now I feel like worthy of like shooting proper things and getting paid for it.
Yeah.
So I think like upgrading your gear, it's expensive and it is like an investment, but it makes your confidence in your work so much better because you're like showing up with like legit, not that you would know, you know, what camera I'm using, but like knowing that I'm like now working with a Canon R5, I'm showing up and I'm like, this is the best camera in the game. So what you got? Well, okay. Let me get it. Yeah.
That's really cool. It makes sense when you're talking about it. You're right. I have no idea the difference between a Canon yada yada or whatever else you just said. No, but that makes sense that helps you on the confidence front and showing up on set. Question about the editing front. So something that I've learned recently through my journey of wedding planning, which unfortunately feels like it's become my personality because it's just like top of mind for everything.
Yeah.
But when I was looking at photographers, everyone like kind of has a style, a specific style. And my wedding planner gave me some advice of like, don't go with someone and then say, but I really like something that's more contrast and blah, 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 because they're going to, like they're an artist and that's the way that they shoot and that's their style. Yeah. That's like part of the reason why you want to hire them. So if you don't like their galleries that are currently up there on their website that you're looking through, then like don't go with them. So do you feel like you have a specific style across the board, or do you kind of try to tailor that for who you're shooting?
I think that it depends on the client, but like for the most part, I feel like if I took a photo and you didn't, like you saw four photos, I feel like you would be able to tell which photo was mine. And it's always like the 1635, like wide angle lens, and the colors. So that means like fisheye kind of vibe.
Okay.
Like when I'm shooting Marin, I always make her look really tall because it's like this wide angle lens. And Walker too, like,
yeah,
it's where their legs look really long because it's like a fisheye. That's just like my favorite lens. And then I always am like in the darker tone. But I feel like my Instagram really portrays that. And I think it's so important for photographers to come up with a style because you don't want to look, you don't want your photos to look like anyone took that photo. Mm-hmm. So like I want people to hire me because they know that my style is like more moody and black and white and, you know, those darker colors.
Right.
And that's why they're hiring me. If, you know, the Virgin Hotel comes to me and needs a shoot and they give me a brief and it's all bright colors, but like, I feel like for the right budget, I'll change.
Yeah.
I'll change.
I'll change my craft.
Yeah, I'll change my craft. So I feel like don't just be a good photographer, be a smart photographer. And I feel like, you know, hold your own, be true to your style. But like, you are also photographing for other people. These are your clients. If your client wants something, if it doesn't go against your morals, you know, like, then yeah, just do it. Like, whatever. Figure it out.
It's like the perfect balance though, because you're shooting for other celebrities, but you're an artist and you're right too. Yeah. So it's like,
you're like catering, but
if you like my artistry, but then also you're right for the right budget shit.
That card's out the window. No, I do think it is important to like stay true to your style, but like I mean, I don't have that issue all the time because I'm like, you know what you're signing up for when you hire totally. Me. Yeah,
totally. So not so much on like the editing front or like the looks of your photos, but like the experience of shooting a live show versus shooting a, like an album cover or like in a studio kind of setting, like,
yeah,
for do you prefer one over the other? What's Ooh. The difference between?
Yeah, concert photography is really interesting because you're kind of on your own. Like, no one is guiding you, no one's watching you. You're like, and it's like a game. It's like, be on the stage and get that shot, but you can't be too much in the way. You gotta, you know, wear your all blacks, you gotta be hidden. And then when you're in the pit, you're also, you know, need to be hidden, but like, you're just riffing shots. Like, I mean, I shoot maybe like 900 photos per show, which if any photographer is listening to this, is probably sounds actually not that much. Jeff Johnson told me he shoots like 1500 a show. And I'm like, what? But once you like learn the shows, you kind of like know when to take the photo, like, you know, what's about to happen. But yeah, so there's like that, like, you're kind of alone, it's on your own, but like, you get to shoot a freaking show and that's awesome. Versus a studio shoot where like the shoot we did with Kylie and Stella Rosa, Kylie Morgan, Stella Rosa had a brand deal. And like, I feel like I was kind of in charge of that whole shoot and I directed like the lighting. I directed Kylie. I directed where the bottles were, you know, going mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I almost find more purpose in those types of shoots because I get to interact with everyone all day and like right. develop these relationships with you, with the artist, with the brand and all that kind of stuff. So it's more of like be on your feet when it comes to those versus like kind of on your own figuring it out for like a concert.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know which one I like more, but I do find more purpose in those like studio shoots.
Well, and probably the variety too is like nice.
Yeah. It's like a little bit more challenging.
Yeah. So far you've name dropped Post Malone, which casual, like I would also name drop that if that was relevant to my career, all the time. But you talked about him, you've talked about Walker Hayes, you've talked about Maren Morris. Who is the most famous person that you've shot? Or most famous is like hard because it's subjective, right? But like,
I know I'm like Post Malone, but Machine Gun Kelly.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, it's a good
one. Is that like who you've been most excited or who's okay? Here's a good question.
Okay,
who's someone that you didn't know you were gonna get to shoot? Like you were at a festival or something, but then you got to shoot.
I'm Machine Gun Kelly. That wasn't like a setup. Yeah, that was like, I was shooting for Spotify House for CMAs. Machine Gun Kelly was on the list. It's funny, like shooting country artists versus an artist like that. It's so like, I was so excited. I probably took 1500 photos in the 30 minutes like he was performing, but we were just at Old Red, like the bar downtown. And I'm not kidding. I think they're the best photos I've ever taken ever. Yeah, I'd say like he's probably the most famous, like him and Post, probably the top two most famous that I've ever shot. But
like you just last week shot Travis Kelce.
Okay, which is like true.
He's kind of on top of the world right now.
Yeah, he is. I was like pretty close to his face too. And I was like, whoa, Taylor Swift is like right here. Taylor's been here.
Gosh, isn't that so crazy how like I'm not even a Swiftie, but like I'd be like, oh shit, that's cool.
Yeah. Because I was like, whoa.
He's so connected
your eyes are
to like
cute. But also Taylor Swift. Yeah.
No, is there a dream person that you have other than Lainey Wilson that's going to happen Taylor this Swift. Year? Taylor Swift's your peak?
Well, that would be like insane. But I also feel like Halsey.
Mm.
I'm like, or Fletcher.
Okay, those Fletcher feel doesn't attainable. Feel
like, Fletcher does, feels attainable, but Halsey.
Halsey feels attainable too.
Really?
She's friends with Kelce. They had a collab together. Shane McAnally, the True. Owner of my company,
Should
wrote
I
a
add
Halsey
that
song.
To my manifestation, I am going to shoot Halsey.
Yeah. You're going to shoot Halsey and Lainey Wilson. Lainey Wilson's going to happen this year.
Lainey
Halsey,
better
I'm
happen.
Not sure.
Also, no choice, but I'm shooting Lainey. I was just thinking, like, when I was shooting MGK, like, I was shot all day, all these country artists all day, but, like, it takes, like, specific people or specific shows. Like when I first started shooting Lumineers, I finally like there's moments in the career where like it does get like boring or dull or whatever, but then there's like those sparks of moments where it's like I feel inspired again.
Yeah.
And when I was shooting MGK and he's, you know, running all over the stage, I was like, oh, I love my job so much.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's another moment? Like, I know the moment you're talking about, but I'm gonna ask you this while I try to think of my moments.
Okay.
Because you're right, like, we do kind of get numb or desensitized to, like, what we're doing and like, and it's hard to re-spark creativity sometimes, but like when you have something that's a little out of the norm, like MGK showing up and you getting to shoot him, or you doing Tight End University and shooting Travis, like what are other things that you do to re-inspire creativity?
I think that as much as I hate taking days off, I think that taking days off and kind of doing a project for yourself helps creativity. So like I do have Electric Denim on the side, which is my custom denim jacket making business, and painting, and just taking like the time in my basement, in my studio, my electric studio in my basement, put on some music, paint some jackets or Nikes or whatever, and like spending time doing something other than like your main thing, I think is so important. And taking those like days off, even like painting my walls of my house, I feel like I get inspired by that. And then jumping back into it, I feel like allows, like if you're taking time for yourself, you're allowing more time to like give to your clients, which I think is so important and healthy, versus like saying yes to every single job and then like not making time, and then all of a sudden you're just like doing the job and getting out.
Yeah.
You're just getting paid and getting out, which I feel like that's not
it's the checking purpose. Boxes.
Yeah, checking boxes. And like I never want to be that type of photographer. Like photography is so personal, so intimate, and it should be that way. And so I think I think taking time to yourself is just as important for you and your clients.
Right. And in photography too, like it's so creative that you can't check a box.
Yeah.
Like, actually in management, you could check boxes.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't show, I don't think, as it might in your field. But I think that there's certain things that like I couldn't just check a box if my life depended on it, because I cared too much about.
Well, that's why you're so good at what you clients. Do.
But I will say too, like, and I've had to learn how to refresh my creativity and not even the creativity, but like refresh, myself on what I'm doing so that it doesn't get,
So what do you do?
Not something I do specifically, but like something that always refreshes me is seeing my artists, Walker or Kylie, on stage at a show.
And being like,
I love standing side stage. My favorite thing, because like I've seen both of their sets, every single song, a trillion times. Something I love is standing side stage and watching the audience. Like it takes me maybe a couple songs to like see who I'm gonna really zero in on.
Yeah.
But like I love finding like a couple or something, for instance, and where you can tell that the girl's super into it, she's singing all the words, but she brought her husband or boyfriend, and them not being into it, but every like seeing what connects with them, and like
like
when they set up this song, certain things like that, and watching them, that re-inspires me, because I'm like, oh, this is what it's all going towards. This is what it's for, kind of thing. But then outside of work, so that's like what re-inspires me within the work sphere. But I think outside of work, just anything to truly get away from, because it's hard to shut off work life, you know, because it bleeds over, because our industry is so like personal too.
I mean, yeah, we're working on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Totally.
PTO hours.
And nights, and you're having sleepovers on the bus with your colleagues and whatever, you know, like it's not a typical thing. So I think as far away as I can get from anything industry or music related, the better. So like I love working out, I love playing tennis, I love playing golf, nine holes only, ping pong,
nine
whatever.
Holes only.
Like anything that's competitive, that's when time, like you probably feel like this when you're painting your walls and you say you get re-inspired, or when you're
snowboarding,
doing whatever, like the time just like melts away and you lose track of time in the best way. That's how I feel when I'm competing. And then I'm like, I just like feel clear after that.
Yeah.
It's like something else to focus all my energy on,
like
for that
moment.
Like
when you did beer Olympics?
Yes.
At your house.
In my element. Like my favorite thing every year for my birthday,
Marissa's
we do a beer Olympics.
Marissa's a competitor.
Olympics. Yeah. And I love drawing these poster boards, and I've got brackets, and we've got a ref to keep everything on schedule and
so you.
Uphold the rules.
I'm like, y'all come and drink beer.
Yeah.
Let me know
but
what
you
I
better
need,
know the rules, because if not,
I know.
I don't want anyone unserious here.
Love that.
But yeah, so
cool.
So we definitely both get creative in different ways, clearly.
Yeah, clearly. I'm like, yeah, you get creative by planning the event for me to show up to drink gas.
Exactly. And
perfect.
That's on being left brain and right
and
brain.
And right brain.
So
I love it. All right.
I love it too. Well, I'm super excited because next episode is a is our first guest episode ever.
Yes. Wait, should we give like a hint of who it might be, but not say it?
Do you have a good hint?
It's right.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm like, wait, we have two. We have two, two guests, but I'm making sure which one's next. Ooh, that's tough. Okay. He is someone that Marissa and I have both lived with on a bus before. Mm-hmm. He is one of my favorite people to work with. I'm going to do this intro when he comes in next, so just keep in mind. And he's so funny, he's so great, he's so talented, and he's been working with one of our, me and Marissa's favorite artists for a very long time. So I'm excited to have him out, and yeah, we'll see you guys next time on our paid time off.
Experience the membership bringing together the biggest giveaways, exclusive content, and one-of-a-kind products from some of your favorite names in country music and Southern lifestyle. Download the One Country app today.